This is the TriStar State, a conversation about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is the episode for the week of October 14th, 2018. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. After more than a year of campaigning, it's finally time for Tennesseans to make their selections for governor and U.S. senator. And election officials are expecting a big surge in interest when early voting starts on Wednesday. WPLN Sergio Martinez Beltran and Chas Sisk have been tracking the campaigns, and they're here to discuss where both races stand. Hi, Sergio. Hi, Chas.
Hi.
Hi.
So both of these races are in the home stretch, and on the gubernatorial side, Democrat Carl Dean has been trailing pretty far behind Republican Bill Lee. Chas, do you think there's still time for Dean to really sort of change minds or bring new voters on board?
Time is definitely starting to run out for him. I mean, you know, sort of the assumption in Tennessee is that all things being equal, Republicans have about a 15 percentage point edge. So that means that if you had a generic ballot, people would about 15% more people would choose the Republican than the Democrat. And so it's tough for any Democrat. And at this point, really, he'd have to shake it up pretty significantly. In this situation, that would probably mean running a lot of negative ads. And Bill Lee has shown in the primary that he's adept at shrugging off negative statements and negative advertising. You know, I talked to a political scientist here recently, and he summed it up with a football analogy. He says that basically Bill Lee is trying to run out the clock here, and really Carl Dean's only chance is to force a turnover somehow.
You're talking about how they need to, you know, maybe ramp up those negative ads. At the debates, they barely address each other directly.
Right.
And Dean focuses mostly on his track record as mayor, and Lee tries to capitalize on his background as a successful businessman. So unless anything significant is said in the next couple of weeks or changes, I believe Dean is running out of time.
Yeah.
Well, what's the status of the U.S. Senate race? The polls seem to be a little up and down on who's leading between Marsha Blackburn and Phil Bredesen.
You know, Jason, I think things are not as simple for the U.S. Senate candidates. There's attacks from both sides. The Blackburn side is claiming Bredesen mishandled sexual harassment allegations against a staff member. Bredesen is calling her a liar for the way she has characterized the allegations, and he has criticized her for sponsoring an opioid bill that many law enforcement said it was beneficial to drug companies. But in terms of polls, the polls were showing the race pretty close. Recent polls, however, show Marsha Blackburn ahead of Bredesen by about 8 points. And there could be many factors for this. President Trump's visit to Tennessee, the confirmation hearings for Justice Kavanaugh. But things seem to be already heading in her direction.
Yeah, and I have to agree with you there, Sergio, especially on this point about things heading in her direction. I think even before the confirmation hearings for Justice Kavanaugh, you know, this state leans Republican, and unless voters get really jazzed up about a Democrat, it's going to tend to break towards Republicans in the last few weeks of the race. Bredesen really kind of needs a groundswell as people go to the polls for the early voting. And in the last couple of weeks, Blackburn campaign has been very relentless in trying to keep that groundswell from forming. And I think that's why you're seeing so many of these negative ads.
But it's not just negative ads, Chas, because one of the things going against Bredesen is that in this political climate, he's trying to distance himself from the Democratic Party to appeal to Republicans. And supporting Kavanaugh might not be appealing to liberals or Democrats. And you know, after staying quiet throughout the hearings, when we talk about Kavanaugh, he ultimately came out and supported him. And Political reports now that some volunteers left the campaign upset with this position.
Yeah, it seems like that Bredesen's strategy has really put him in some tough places at times, you know, trying to appeal to crossover voters and more conservative voters and still keeping his base of Democratic supporters.
Well, early voting on both of these races starts this week. There's been a big push for voter registration, most notably from the unexpected Taylor Swift Instagram post. Do you think that big push for voter registration and kind of an uptick in people who have been registering, do you think that favors one party over the other?
Yeah, you know, I do think that does favor Democrats. This is something that could be working in their favor here in the last few weeks. And, you know, Taylor Swift's call for people to sign up, that's really interesting. Not because I think it convinced anyone to vote or even to vote for Democrats necessarily, but it is the sort of thing that could help Bredesen in a close race by just kind of reminding people who maybe were going to forget about the deadline to actually go out and register to vote. You know, one of the keys for Bredesen, and really any Democrat in Tennessee, including Carl Dean, was really getting people who haven't been voting to the polls. And the Kavanaugh hearing does seem to have energized a lot of young women. to vote Democrat. So if all this publicity around Taylor Swift got them to register, that's a really good thing for Bredesen. And that might even be enough to overcome any damage that's been done to his campaign among Democratic activists by saying that he would have voted for Kavanaugh if he had been in the Senate.
Taylor Swift's post, more than anything, was a call out to young voters, you know, people who might be voting for the first time. But I do think more people might be voting in these elections. I talked to Davidson County officials, and they told me they had more people signing up this year than in other midterm elections. So at this point, though, I think both campaigns are betting on early voting.
Well, thank you, Chaz.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Sergio.
Thank you.
Sergio Martinez-Beltran covers politics for WPLN, and Chaz Sisk is senior editor at the station.